Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Journey with us as we discuss the life of a gentleman and how we can gain more respect and confidence with lessons in life, etiquette, and personal style. Each week, we will bring engaging discussions, thought-provoking interviews, and tips on upgrading your personal style. We are all a work in progress. Let's take this journey together. Let's live the life of a gentleman. Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Today, we have a great show prepared for you with lots of great information. We are going to be diving in, talking deep about etiquette and personal style. I'm Richard Taylor, your host. I'm glad you've tuned in. Today, joined with me, I have two special guests that will be featured. One is a longtime contributor and a fan favorite, and the other one is a new contributor to the show, and we appreciate both of them dropping in and giving us great information. We're going to have lots of fun and lots of laughs on this episode. Have you ever wanted to know how you can get a leg up on your competition? Because you know, these days, the competition is stiff, whether you're in the workplace or as an entrepreneur, and so how we present ourselves can really set us apart from the competition. We're going to dive into that and tell you how you can really make a big impact. Also, we are going to be talking about being summer ready. Are you summer ready? You know, there's pool parties, there's trips to the beach. A lot of times, guys really just don't know where to start when they're talking about picking out their swimwear. So Steve Nunez, the Social Cut, is a longtime California native. He drops in, gives us all the do's and don'ts about swimwear. So the question is, are you that one guy that can pull off the Speedo look? You're gonna find out on this episode. So without any further delay, let's dive into this episode of The Life of a Gentleman.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Life of a Gentleman podcast. And today we have with us on the line a very special guest. Her name is Devereaux Walton. She is known as the Queen of Class. She is very passionate about empowering others with the power of confidence and charisma through her etiquette and imaging consulting agency, The Poise Pursuit. Please, gentlemen, welcome to the show, Devereaux Walton. How's it going?
I'm well. How are you today, Richard?
I am doing pretty well. I am so glad we are able to have you come on the show because you have a wealth of knowledge in the field of style and etiquette, and that is right up our alley.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, we are glad to have you. And, you know, we talked just briefly before you came on, and the subject that you have chosen to discuss with our audience is one that I think will help elevate any gentleman, or really anyone listening, to advance their career. And so why don't you go ahead and introduce the subject that you have in mind, and also why you chose that?
Absolutely. So today we'll be talking about how image impacts your career. And I think a lot of times people think that all you have to do is perform. So all you really need is the degree, you go to school, you study, you get the certificate, you do the training, and you're good to go. You're set for the rest of your career, which is actually not true. I think that every step of the way, as you have different positions and if you're moving to different companies, as you're moving up your career, there are little things that are going to matter more, or I should say, they matter just as much as the skill set, because we make the assumption that everyone in the workplace has the skills. They're all educated. They've all got the certificate. They're all great experts in their chosen field. But it's some of those nonverbal communication techniques that can really help you to set yourself apart and set yourself up for success.
Yeah, I think that's very important in today's society. A lot of people are looking for jobs, so it's very competitive. So I'm excited to hear how we can set ourselves apart from the competition. Why don't you go ahead and just, you can lay out these tips for us, and we can't wait. We'll take notes and follow along.
Sure. So the first thing I wanted to cover is how your image really impacts your mindset. So when you think about, you know, your image, how would you define how you're truly presenting yourself and your presence to other people? I like to define image as the general impression that a person presents to the public. So yes, it is about the clothing that you're wearing, the colors, the patterns, but it's also about other things like the presentation of a garment being ironed or a shirt being tucked in, if things are fitting too tight or too loose. So there are multiple different things that really add up to your overall image. So when you think about the mindset that someone has, and I work with a lot of clients on this, and I've seen it in my personal life as well, when I am dressed in, let's just say, sweats, and I'm leaving the gym and running into Target, but then, oh shoot, while I'm at Target, I realize I have to run a few more errands. So I'm standing in line at the dry cleaners, and I happen to be standing in line behind the VP at my company. Oh no, I don't really want them seeing me in sweat. And that's a part of the image. So my mindset, when I open the door to the dry cleaners, see the VP at the counter and they turn to look back, I'm already stuck now, I have to walk in through the door. But the mindset that I have and that perception of myself walking in is not going to be on the higher level that it would be if I was dressed and presenting myself in a more polished or appropriate manner. So I think that image really makes a big difference in your mindset. And taking it out of a personal situation, but putting it in a workplace scenario, if you're going into work every day and you're walking in with a suit, with, you know, your clothes ironed out, tucked in, you look in the mirror and you're like, wow, this is really amazing. When you walk and you have that presence, that image about yourself, you're in a good place. Your mindset is positive. You're having really happy, positive thoughts. And so that's going to reinforce how you're acting and interacting with others as well.
Wow, that's really interesting. What I picked up on that is that your confidence level can go up or down depending on how you're dressed. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, for some people, it really can make or break their career, especially if they're trying to transition fields or even move up. If you have the confidence, you have that sense of empowerment, you feel like you can rock it. You can really just take on any challenge, any obstacle, and you're just going to do the best that you can. If you are not as confident in yourself based on how you're looking, sometimes that can affect everything else, including your performance. So the confidence, the empowerment, that really is important.
Wow, great points. I hope you guys are listening and taking notes, because it's a lot of great information that you just gave in the first tip. Man, I'm blown away. Can't wait to... How about the second tip? What do you have for us?
Yeah, so I think that when you're creating your image, what you want to do is really think about, you know, your personality and how you can show, even as in the workplace, you know, in a professional environment, you can still show a little bit of yourself through your image and what you're wearing. So maybe it's, you know, the color or the frame of your glasses, or if you've got a certain pattern to your socks or your shirt or a little pocket square. There's certain things you can do with little details and accessories to feel like you are still able to show your personality and show yourself through your image. And that's another great way to have that self-confidence, that empowerment feeling, is to feel like your image really truly does represent who you are.
I like that. It definitely does affects how you present yourself. I like the point that you brought out about adding just a little bit of personality touches to your outfit. I think it does make you feel a little bit better about yourself, and others kind of notice that you've put a little bit of extra effort into your look as well.
Absolutely. When you go the extra mile, it makes a world of difference. And, you know, earlier I mentioned if your clothes are ironed and pressed, and especially if you're in a job interview, I mean, everything in this podcast episode, you should definitely be implying, because if you're in an interview, you don't even have the job yet. So you have to really bring it to the highest level that you can with, you know, your preparation for the interview, with your image in the interview, your presentation, your presence, the charisma. It really goes hand in hand. And so it's crucially important to make sure that every single little detail is, all the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted.
Oh, that makes perfect sense, everything you're saying. I think we both mentioned it. It's such a competitive market these days. You have to set yourself apart, and tips like these are really going to benefit our listeners. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So the next part is about how your image impacts the perception. So let's kind of turn this and flip it around. So if I am interviewing five candidates, and the first candidate comes in, their clothes are ironed, they're professional, and then the second candidate comes in, things are sloppy, untucked, I see, you know, your socks pulled up to your knees and your pant leg is cuffed all the way up and it's just completely unprofessional, I am immediately associating your image and perceiving that to also represent your work ethic. And that's what can happen. It can help in and help you elevate where you're at and the perception that other people have of you, or it can actually downgrade the perception that people have. So, you know, a lot of times, and it extends beyond just the interview, but a lot of times the image really does impact the perception. So if you know, someone is unprofessional, then the association is, well, I'm not sure I want to hire that person because are they really going to, you know, do a great job here as an employee? Or I don't know if I want that team member on my team because I don't know if they're going to go the extra mile and really put forth the highest quality effort of work. So a lot of times the image that you share with others is going to really impact the way they perceive you, which really can directly impact your career, opening doors and bringing new opportunities in, or it can really shut things off and close opportunities that would have otherwise been a great way or a great avenue for you to move up.
Yeah, that's a great point. I love the scenario that you painted for us. And I have a question about that, because let's say there's two candidates, both qualified, and they both come in looking very presentable. What could be a tiebreaker between those two? Just something maybe we could take note of that might give us an extra leg up on the competition.
Love that question. And that's exactly why I offer etiquette and image consulting to my clients, because when you have one and you have the other, you're an unstoppable force. So I would say if I were interviewing two candidates that equally had great resumes, great backgrounds, they're both professional in their appearance and their image, what's really going to make one elevate more than the other for me is going to be their presence. It's going to be the interaction with them. Are they making eye contact? Are they paying attention? Are they appropriately involved in the conversation? So, you know, one thing would be not interrupting me if I'm speaking or asking the interviewee a question. Do they have gum in their mouth? Are they fidgeting? It's all these little etiquette techniques that if you know what to do and what to avoid, it can really position you for success and help you to differentiate yourself from the competition. As you mentioned, I mean, it's insanely competitive to get a job. There's so many people almost overqualified, and they're all vying for that one seat, that one opportunity. So there's certain things you can do using proper job etiquette techniques to make sure that you're positioned for success and you're more likely to get that offer.
Yeah, that makes sense. I like that, what you said, becoming the total package. And there's nothing wrong with somebody having to seek out someone like yourself, right, to get this kind of training. There's no shame in that, is there?
Absolutely not. You know, I like to think of my services as, you know, something very similar to almost like a personal trainer. I'm like a mindset trainer. Wow, I actually may use that phrase. But it really is about helping to shape your mindset, helping to give you those soft skills and the nonverbal communication with your image and your presence, the verbal communication with the etiquette. It makes all the difference in the world. I can tell you that myself included, along with my clients, have had job interviews where sometimes they don't even have all the skills listed on the job description, but the interviewer is saying, I'm just completely blown away by your presence. You're just so polished and professional. I'm moving you on to the next round. And it wasn't because they had all of the skills and all of the different responsibilities in their past work history, but it was because the interviewer liked that person. And so I like to tell the entrepreneurs, the executives, the working professionals that I work with as clients, that sometimes moving ahead and advancing your career, advancing your company, is not just about having a great product or being able to do all the skills, but at the end of the day, does someone like you? Do they want to buy from you? Do they want to hire you? Do they want to work with you? We spend a lot of time at work. So it's really important that when someone is hiring in a new employee, that they enjoy being around that person, because you're going to spend a lot of time working with them.
Yeah, that makes total sense. I've heard that, you know, a lot of times recruiters or those doing the interviewing, they will select the candidate that is the most likable or that will fit in well with the team that they already have there at the job. So great points all around. Would you like to give us your last tip on how we can affect our career in a positive way through our image?
Absolutely. I would say that when you have an appropriate image and you feel like it's about the feelings, right? So it's about, some of it is about playing the roles and, you know, playing the game according to the rules, being able to be appropriate, be professional. But I think that at the end of the day, it is how you feel, because it's a chain reaction. Your feelings impact your thoughts, which impact your actions, which impact your interactions, and those create habits, and that stands to represent your character. So when you have that professional image and you've got that feeling of confidence and empowerment, you have the peace of mind and you're just in a happy place where you aren't really worried about, you know, do I look okay? Or especially in an interview, you don't have to worry about that level of anxiety or stress that comes along with uncertainty. So just taking the time to be prepared, whether it's a job interview, you're giving a presentation, or anything that may be coming up for work just on a regular basis. Because I think that the one thing about image is that someone may not talk to you about it in the workplace, in the interview, but I can guarantee you they notice it and they're paying attention, and that represents as your personal brand. So you want to make sure that your personal brand is consistent and it's professional at all times.
Thank you so much for that. That is something that we've been talking about on past episodes, building your own personal brand. And that is something that is very, very important, especially if you, like you said, you work in an office environment, or if you're an entrepreneur pursuing business on your own. So I think everybody listening can benefit from these tips. And could you please do us a favor?
Sure.
Yeah, let everyone know how we can get in touch with you and your website if they'd like to learn more or have questions they'd like to send your way.
Absolutely. So all of my services and a description about me is available at thepoisedpursuit.com. I also am on social media. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and Facebook at thepoisedpursuit. I have a YouTube channel called The Prep Pursuit. All of the links will be in the bio for you. And Richard, if I may, I would just like to offer all of your listeners a 15% off discount of using my services for etiquette and image consulting with the code Seize the Day. No spaces, all caps, Seize the Day. So it's SEIZETHEDAY. So if you use the code Seize the Day at thepoisedpursuit.com, I'm happy to invite you to enjoy the offer of 15% off my services.
Wow, that was so generous of you. We really appreciate that. Guys, you have to take advantage of this.
Yes, thank you. I hope your audience enjoys it.
Oh, definitely. I'm sure. We've learned a lot from this interview, and we'd love for you to come back in the future if that'd be okay.
Absolutely. It would be a pleasure.
All right, we'll look forward to that. And thank you once again for joining us on The Life of a Gentleman.
And now it's time for a segment we like to call A Groomed Gent. We all know that being a gentleman is way more than how you dress, so we decided to bring on a grooming and hygiene expert to give tips about upkeep and hygiene. So without further ado, this is A Groomed Gent, only on The Life of a Gentleman.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of The Groomed Gentleman with Steve Nunez. You might know him online as The Social Cut. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Richard, how's it going? Thanks for having me back. I'm excited.
Oh, it's going good. We're so glad you came back. We know you've been busy. You haven't been dodging and avoiding us. If you don't mind, you can let everyone know what's been up, man.
Yeah, man, I wasn't dodging anyone, man. Just been so busy. I'm happy to announce and share with you guys. I'm a new father, man. Just had my baby this past Friday.
Oh, man, congratulations, Steve, man. We're really happy for you. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, man, so we have a little one on the way, so expect another future dogger coming, huh?
Yeah, it's glad to have you back, and we appreciate you carving out a little time for us because, yeah, your life's not going to get any slower paced now, so, yeah. Hey, so what do you think we'll talk about today? What do you have in mind?
Hey, I thought it was a good time. We just started summer, man, and, you know, we're going to start breaking out the swim shorts, the swim trunks, getting ready to hit the beach, the pool parties, all that good stuff. So I thought I'd share some tips with you guys on how to pick the right swim trunks and how to groom your legs properly to wear those swim trunks.
Oh, that sounds good. That's perfect for this time of year. And, you know, that's really something that people struggle with. Yeah, man, I know myself, I stick with the same old swim trunks year after year because I don't know what to get. So I'm looking forward to having you help us out.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, people just kind of, like you say, guys usually just pick a pair and use those every summer, you know, and they just end up throwing them on. So we're going to talk about how do you guys get ready to wear those shorts and make sure you guys pick the right pair. So let's get started with the first one, man. I want to share with you guys, the first one is, I think it just goes in general for fashion, fit. You know, fit is always key to anything you wear. So when it comes down to the swim trunks, first tip for you guys is make sure you don't get anything too baggy. Guys kind of, they're scared of wearing something a little slimmer, but you know, it doesn't matter what size you are. You just want to make sure it fits right on your waist, you know? So, and you also don't want to get anything too long. The key would be maybe right at your knee. So you want to have them right above your knee. And if you're an athletic guy, you know, show off those legs, man. So you want to maybe have them up to your thigh. But guys, you know, stay away from the Speedos. Nothing too short. Doesn't matter how fit you are or how sexy you think you are. Speedos are never cool. You know, unless you're in the Olympics or something like that, man, then yeah, go for the Speedos. But, you know.
I'm glad you cleared that up because, you know, somebody was out there thinking that they could pull it off. And, man, I don't think anybody can, Steve.
Not at all, man. I'm telling you, unless you're racing in the Olympics or something, then that's probably then. But, you know, yeah. Other than that, yeah, no matter how sexy you think you are, man, stay away from them.
All right, cool. Note to self.
Yeah, man.
I like that one. No, that makes a lot of sense, too, because, you know, a lot of times guys do wear really baggy, you know, swim trunks or like board shorts. Mm-hmm. And then when they get in the water, you know, the material gets heavier. And it seems like that contributes to the shorts starting to slide down. And you always see guys kind of hiking up their waist on the pants. Is that a contributing factor to your first tip?
Yeah, so that's exactly it. If you have board shorts, they're super long, they're real big and baggy, and when you get in the water, it's just going to add weight to the shorts, and that's why, you know, you want to make sure, you actually want to get those shorts maybe a size smaller, because let's say you're a size 30, right? You know, you usually get your your swim trunks, you usually get them a size 30, right? But when you get in the water, it weighs your shorts down. And it makes the material, just kind of with your shirts or anything like that, you wet anything, it's just kind of stretch out, it's going to get loose. So that's what ends up happening when you get in the water, you're a size 30, they're going to get loose, the water's going to drag them down, and that's why you start seeing, you know, things you don't want to see, and those shorts get heavier. So you want to kind of fit into a size smaller if you can, because when you get in the water, they're going to stretch out, they're going to be a little heavier, so they'll fit perfect.
Oh, great tip. I love that first one, man. I'm ready for number two.
Yeah, so for number two, I have kind of still going with the fit. It's a couple of don'ts. So you want to stay away from, I already mentioned the Speedos. Other thing you want to stay away from is the excessive pockets, guys. Stay away from those cargo shorts, you know, the pockets on the sides. That just makes you look bigger, bulkier. And especially when you get in the water, it's going to give that balloon look. And it's not a good look, man.
Yeah, I've seen that too. You know, you dive in and it's like those pockets, all they do is just fill up with more water, man. I guess that's the common sense, but a lot of times the stores, they put those swim trunks out front and guys think, oh, that's kind of cool, got a cargo pocket. I mean, but realistically, what are you going to put in that pocket, right, Steve?
That's exactly. I have no idea what people put in those pockets. You know? I don't know what you're supposed to put in those pockets, but yeah, you're going swimming, guys. I don't know. I mean, you're not going camping, you know?
Yeah, common sense, but is uncommon sometimes, you know.
Speaking of common sense, another. I mean, I'm hoping most of you guys know this, but I've seen guys make this mistake: is when you buy your swim trunks, they have an inner lining, so that means you're not supposed to wear any underwears underneath. I've seen guys actually do it. You know, they wear underwears, underneath their swim trunks. So, if you guys don't know, just make sure that's what the inner lining's used for.
Yeah, good tip. I've seen that too, and you just shake your head and you're like, you know, you're not supposed to really have that, but.
Exactly.
If they listen to the podcast now, they'll know. So great.
There you go. The next one, patterns. Yeah, come on, guys. We're supposed to be gentlemen. We're older guys. Stay away from those crazy prints. It's classier. It's a cleaner look when you stick to neutrals. You know, maybe a floral print, but nothing too crazy. Nothing too neon colors. You know, something nice, clean. Some stripes, polka dots. Just something more classic. You know, you leave those bright, super bright colors for kids or characters on there, you know, things like that. Those are for kids, you know.
I like that you say that too, man, because there's a lot of guys, you know, they can want to pull out like Superman, Batman stuff, and it's like, you know, that's something my son would wear. You know, he's 7. He wants that stuff with the Avengers on it and stuff like that.
Exactly.
No gentleman wants to be caught wearing that.
Exactly.
You know, I'm thinking about, you know, a lot of people like to go out to Vegas and hit those big pool parties. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think you're going to impress any of the ladies walking around with the Incredible Hulk on your thigh, you know, or something like that.
Exactly, man. The Incredible Hulk on your thigh and then big old pockets on the side, man. Come on.
Yeah. No, that's a great tip, man. I'm loving these. This is so great for summer, really.
Yeah, man. Now we're getting into the grooming. So this is my last tip for you guys. And also very important, grooming, guys. You gotta get ready for summer, guys. If you guys listen to the podcast, you guys heard me talk about this before, grooming for summer. Again, guys, get those legs ready for summer. So before you hit the beach, before you hit the pool, make sure that you wear some shorts before you go out, man. Your legs been hibernating all winter, guys, so they're gonna be pretty pale, pasty, or dry, or whatever. You want to let them get some sun before you hit those pool parties or go to the beach. Because otherwise, you know, you're not going to look so good, you know?
Yeah, no, that's certainly a good tip, man. Because a lot of times when guys are real kind of pale, no matter what, it just doesn't look cool, you know?
It doesn't look cool, man. It's just, you know, it's just it doesn't match your arms or something, you know?
Right, exactly, exactly. It throws it all off. And, you know, to go along with that, another thing is I think a lot of guys struggle with moisturizing. So what can they do? Because, man, there's nothing worse than having a crusty knees or the feet and ankles real crusty. I don't think anybody wants to see that.
Absolutely not, man. Yeah, so moisturizers is, again, it's really important, guys. Use some cream. There's also sunblock. You guys want to make sure you use sunblock. Make sure you guys get something that has moisturizer in it. So definitely use some sunblock. If you guys don't want to use a sunblock and just kind of hanging out in the shade, then yeah, definitely just use regular cream, moisturizer. You guys should be good with that.
No, I like that tip. That's great. Hey, before you go, could you give us just a couple of do's and don'ts for, like, you mentioned pool parties and stuff like that, but maybe some other pool etiquette, you know, some things guys might want to avoid while they're out at the pool or at the beach. Is there some areas of conduct, you know, that might be frowned upon?
Yeah, absolutely, man. If you guys are going to the pool parties, I've seen a couple guys, again, if you guys are going into the water, you guys have to take your shirt off. I see usually the bigger guys who actually keep their shirts on, but it just attracts more attention, guys. You know, if you're a big guy, you know, own it and, you know, rock that, that body, man.
Man, you almost made me spit my drink out, Steve. That was hilarious because, no, you know what? You're right. You know, a lot of times guys will wear a t-shirt, the white t-shirt in the pool looks absolutely,
man
it looked horrible. Like you said, you're drawing way more attention because everybody's like, this dude really got a t-shirt on.
Exactly. You're drawing way more attention to yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Go ahead.
No, I was thinking that was a great tip. And even the swimming shirts that they sell that are designed to go in the water, I think those are no good too. If you're a little bigger, just own it or start working out, whatever you want to do. But just be comfortable in your own skin, I think.
Absolutely, man. And just one more thing on the grooming is the hairs, guys. you got to keep those hairs on check. You know, it's, if you, again, if you guys listen to the podcast, you guys should own a trimmer by now. So give those hairy legs a trim, guys, you know, and especially the toe hair. That's, it's never sexy, guys. Big no-no. Shave any hair on the toes, just shave those off. On the legs, trim them down. No, you know, you guys don't have to shave, but the hair, guys, let's keep it. Let's keep those things tame.
Yeah, that's a good tip that gets overlooked. A lot of times, yeah, you see guys walking around with little big tufts of hair on their toes, and it's like, it's kind of a turnoff, you know, just for everybody. You're trying to have a good time, and this guy's walking around with hairy feet, man. It's weird.
Absolutely. So, yeah, man. So make sure if you got hairy feet, cargo shorts, Hulk on the shorts, and a white T-shirt, you guys stay home, guys.
Man, this is a great tip. I had a lot of fun with this one, Steve. We certainly have missed you on the Life of a Gentleman podcast, because you always come through and give some real practical stuff that guys can implement. And really, when they go to the pool now, if they follow these tips, they'll be able to stand out as a gentleman at the pool and not get laughed at.
There you go. Yep, that's what it's about.
Hey, also, before you go, let everyone know how they can follow you for more tips or check out your website.
Absolutely. So for more grooming tips, guys, or anything fashion related, make sure you guys check out my blog, thesocialcut.com. Make sure you guys also check out my YouTube channel. It's The Social Cut. I'm always giving you some great tips on grooming and fashion. So make sure you guys check me out.
All right, Steve. Had a blast. I'll let you get back to the newborn, and definitely enjoy that. Proud of you.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks for having me on, Richard. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Well, gentlemen, that wraps up another edition of the podcast. We had a great time recording it for you, and hopefully you had some laughs and also were able to learn some great information. You know, each week we try to put together something different. Like we said, we cover fashion, lifestyle, business, everything to make you a well-rounded gentleman. And as we say on the show, we're all taking this journey together, so let's continue the conversation. We'd love to connect with you. You can send us an email simply by going to podcast@HarrisonBlakeApparel, dropping us a line, letting us know what you want to hear about, and we'll definitely make sure we put that in the rotation. Also, you can connect with us on various social media platforms. All that information is listed in the show notes. But first, before we close out, let me say thank you to those that contributed to the show. The show would be nothing without our contributors. Special thank you to Devereaux from The Poised Pursuit. She did such a great job being so informative and letting us know how we can really get a leg up on our competition. It's amazing all the information that she dropped. I also want to say a special thank you to Steve Nunez and a congratulations to the new addition to his family. You can find more about him on thesocialcut.com. Last but not least, we want to say thank you to Deandra Marie, our producer that does so many great things for us. She does a wonderful job, so thank you, Deandra. And from the Harrison Blake Apparel family, we'd like to say thank you to you as well for tuning in to this podcast that we sponsor. We'd like to offer you a coupon code if you'd like to try out our monthly subscription club. That's the code SEASON, S-E-A-S-O-N. That will get you $15 off your first month's box. That means for only $10, you can get one tie plus four additional accessories. Again, that's for only $10 with the code SEASON. Also, there's a free book for you. All you have to do is go to thelifeofagent.com. Right on the homepage, there's a big button that says get a free book. And that free book is The Life of a Gentleman book, the book that inspired this show and hopefully is sparking a movement of men trying to better themselves all across the world. So if you enjoyed this information, please, we'd also ask if you could leave us a review on iTunes. This really helps us get this information out to more people. It'd only take a minute of your time, and we would be grateful to you. So thank you to you, the listener. And until next time, guys, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties and lapel pins. Join the Harrison Blake Monthly Subscription Club. Each month, they deliver one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for only $25. This is the easy way to build or enhance your wardrobe. To learn more and subscribe, visit HarrisonBlakeApparel.com. These messages are also brought to you by Deandra Marie, a young, talented female host who conducts interviews, event coverage, and produces the Life of a Gentleman podcast. For inquiries on how to be featured, please visit www.itsdeandramarie.com.